Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Yeah!
I have a really itchy eye.
Do you?
And you know when you get a really good eye itch? You get a really good eye itch right in the corner?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did that, but now I've kind of got that lasting effect where it's still itchy. And I don't know whether to keep itching it, because it's going to be more itchy as I continue to itch it, or if I just let it, like, mellow out.
So, like, yeah, just let it die out sort of thing. Let your natural eye lubrication wet away the itch sort of thing.
I'm going in for another itch.
Oh, you going for it?
Yeah. Commentate.
All right, so he's got a finger in there. He's really jamming it in his ball. In his eyeball.
It was right in the corner.
Right in the crack.
Yeah. It was right in the corner.
Oh wow, look at you. You're looking pretty red on that eye.
Is the eye red? Is my eye red?
It's pretty red.
Wow, my eye is red.
Oopsie-daisy.
Oh no. How are we?
I'm good.
Do you have any tales to tell? Do you have any eye itching stories? Are your eyes itchy right now?
Not right now, but they're usually pretty itchy.
Yeah?
I tend to get pretty itchy eyes.
Yeah? I had a man look at me the other day on the train.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what did he do?
He was looking at me, and then he left. And I thought, wow, he's left because of me. And then I was sitting on the train, still, and there was this man who got on, and he was very loud. He's a very noisy man.
And
I'm going to leave because I'm listening to a good podcast right now.
Oh, what were you listening to?
Not ours. And I thought I'm going to move to the undercarriage because in Sydney they're double decker trains.
They are double decker trains.
Very modern.
Oh,
very
we love it. Effective. We love to see it.
Guess who I found on the bottom level?
Who did you find?
I found the man who moved from me originally.
Are you serious?
That made him very uncomfortable, and then he couldn't stop staring at me because he thought I was the danger. I am the danger. He thought that I was following him.
So you basically became Walter White at what you're saying.
I had to try and explain to him with eyebrows that no, I was moving from someone just like you moved from me. He then proceeded to get up and move again and continue to stare as he walked away.
Wait, are you serious?
I shit you not. He was very threatened by me. He was very threatened.
What do you think it is about you that's threatening?
The nose. It's very sharp.
He thought you were going to turn around and like poke his eye out.
Pierce his skin with my nose.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the curls. You know, maybe he was a little bit too, I don't know, maybe he was jealous.
Maybe he was jealous.
Was he bald?
Yes.
He was bald. See, there you go. He must have had curls in his youth. He was having a flashback memory of him running his fingers through his curls. He saw you and went, fuck, that guy stole my hair.
Now he's just got an oil head.
An oil head.
Yeah, a depository.
A midnight oil.
He's got a midnight oil.
We unpacked a lot there.
Yeah, I needed that. I really did.
Can I give you a handshake for that?
I'll give you the wrong hand. Thank you.
You deserve that.
For all the listeners, with that pause, we shook hands and I shook him with the wrong hand.
I reckon we even
I shook Scott with the wrong hand. Loose.
Real loose.
I shook Scott real loose. He's my brother, and that's really weird.
I think that was really wholesome, Ben. And speaking of wholesome, we should talk about the movie that we watched today.
Yes, we watched The Black Phone.
Extremely wholesome movie.
Yes, I'm confused. It says on Google 2021, but then everywhere else it says 2022. So I don't know if it's 2021 or 2022 this
movie
came out.
Oh my God, yeah, it does say 2021. Oh, but no, release date, 24th of June, 2022, USA.
So I think we say 2022.
2022, that's what I'm thinking.
But everywhere it says 2021.
No, but hold on. You just reversed what you just said. You said Google said 2021.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody,
the Googs do.
Everywhere else says 2022.
Yeah.
You switched it just
no,
then.
I didn't. Go back.
You're tripping me
proof.
Out. You're tripping
listen
me out.
Listen to the proof.
What the fuck, man?
The Black Phone from 2022.
Yeah, we did watch that.
Ethan Hank.
Ethan Hawke.
Some very good child actors. Some just okay child actors.
Some very mediocre adult actors.
Oh, yep.
A lot of things happened in this movie, and a lot of things did not.
For a movie called The Black Phone, it's weird there was no black phone in it.
The phone was more of a dark green.
Oh, I didn't see the phone.
What?
I didn't see a phone. That's what I'm saying. For a movie called The Black Phone, it's weird there was no black phone in it.
No, you're just...
Like, there was no phone in the whole movie. Why? Why name a movie Black Phone?
Hey, man, I'm sorry to break it to you, but there was a phone.
Well, I must have missed it. I must have missed the phone.
You just must have missed it.
I missed the black phone.
You did.
Well, the phone was definitely black.
It was.
It was black.
It wasn't actually a dark green.
No,
I'm lying. It was black.
It was the movie was very black. Can we talk about the movie?
Oh, we can talk about the movie.
Can you give me a little synopsis?
I'm going to give you a little bit of a synopsis.
Can we talk about the movie?
All right. Well, guess what? Finny Shaw,
heard of him,
is a shy but clever 13-year-old boy who's being held in a soundproof basement by a sadistic masked killer.
Mm.
Ooh. Very cheeky. When a disconnected phone on the wall starts to ring, he soon discovers that he can hear the voices of the murderer's previous victims.
Ooh.
And they are dead set on making sure that what happened to them doesn't happen to Finny.
Doesn't happen, but it does.
That's a bit of a spoiler.
It doesn't. That's no, he survives. Finny survives.
Yeah.
I take it all back. He's not a dead kid in a grave. That he was survives. Pre-dug for him. He's fine.
That synopsis kind of spoils it, though.
Does it? I didn't listen to what you said, so you could have said anything.
The whole paranormal thing with the phone.
I was trying to find the phone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Let's talk about that. The concept of the paranormal phone, I thought was an interesting idea. It's happened before in movies, but in this way, I thought it was cool that he was getting advice from the phone.
Yeah, so in this, the phone's there, the dead kids are coming back, giving advice on how to get out of this soundproof hell.
Yeah.
And also the sister Gwen on the outside is getting like weird visions and dreams.
That's what she's on it. Drugs.
She's on lots of DMT. That is expanding her mind, Joe Rogan style.
She's talking about apes. She's talking about hunting wild boars.
She's seeing house numbers.
Street
numbers everywhere.
Everywhere.
I like that aspect of the sister. If we want to talk about straight away the B plot, I like the B plot.
The B plot. Okay, we're going to jump into the B plot.
Yep, we're jumping into the B's.
Deviate from that A plot.
Now we'll get back to the A.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just taking a little right hand turn.
All right, what did you like about the B plot specifically?
I think this movie would have been really boring if it was just in that, you know, boy gets captured.
Yeah.
Scary shit happens, boy gets out. I liked it that she had a massive role in it. You know, I liked that the cops were involved and it wasn't just some kid getting kidnapped doing it all himself.
Yep.
I just thought the visions were cool. I think that was all explained a lot more. It had a lot of nice, rich backstory to it. You know, the mum had weird visions too. It worked for me.
Okay, yeah. Well, I partially agree with you, but I kind of feel that the B plot story was a little bit jumpy for me.
Okay.
It was a little bit jumpy. I was confused why she was connected at all to this. Like, I understand that this blood vision thing was passed down from her mother, but that wasn't really explained that much. I mean, it doesn't really need to be super, but how does she just have these paranormal, unrelated abilities?
Because she has epic dreams.
She's like, she's an oracle.
She just sees stuff before it happens, and the spirits talk to her. She just gets that.
Yeah, but like, why?
But you're fine. Why? You're fine with a boy having the spirits talk to him through the phone. So why can't they talk to her through her dreams?
It's true. There is some sort of connection going on here.
Because her being a character sets up the whole phone thing. Because it's like, well, spirits are talking in this world. They're talking to this girl.
That's the law, yeah.
Why can't
sense.
They talk to this boy through a phone?
You are correct in that aspect.
Maybe he was dreaming the whole time.
Who knows?
And
that would actually make it really
lame.
Was
a dream.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You know, he could have been hallucinating, actually. And they were his hallucinations. And the whole spiritual thing, that could have been like a reflection of her trauma.
I like...
Because she's grown up in a bit of a broken home. So
yeah, she.
I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there.
She did some great acting when she got hit by the dad.
Yeah,
not a great scene, but
yeah,
great acting. What's her name?
Her name is Madeline McGraw. She was the MVP of this film.
Incredible.
Acting MVP.
Incredible actress, yeah.
Oh, wow. That crying scene was, like, visceral.
Yeah, yeah.
You felt her innermost emotions. Like, that was raw acting at its best right there. And especially coming from a young actress, like, that is so promising for her future, too.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was really good.
Can you imagine what sort of stuff she would be doing later on in film?
I can't.
If she continues?
I can't.
You can't imagine, because it is unimaginable.
I'm sure she can in her dreams. She's probably getting them.
Yep.
They're probably throwing them over to her, all sorts of things.
Maybe she can actually see the future.
Yeah, maybe she does the new Tommy Wiseau movie.
Could do.
He's coming out with the new one.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's hectic.
I know. You're welcome. she was good when she got beat. Well, that wasn't good.
No.
But she did good acting.
But the dad, on the other hand, I would have to say he did not very good acting in this film.
That's the professional term, and we're sticking with it.
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, I think his sort of tone was very forced. There wasn't much of a natural sort of reaction to things in this film. It felt like, even when he was crying, it felt like there was nothing happening. It was just him making noises and scrunching his face up.
Lots of line reading. Just reading the lines, not doing his thing.
Yeah, lots of line reading. I would agree.
Mm.
Especially at the end when he was like, "I'm so sorry," to both of his kids, and they're just like in the back of an ambulance with little blankets on, and he's like, "Oh." But he's not really crying.
No, that was weak.
That was weak. It was weak as piss, man.
Yeah, it was weak as piss.
Yeah.
Before we get off the old bad acting train, try to take a stop to the children as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The other bullies, they weren't very good.
Nah, but that's expected, though. They're sideline characters.
But they were fine.
Yeah.
You know who was a shit actor?
Who?
Bandana Boy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Robin.
Robin, he's got time, but I would excuse him a little bit there because he's got time to grow as an actor.
I guess he was good. He was good in the when he was a ghost, but not in the bathroom scene.
That was a bit cringy there.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
No, but like I feel like there's a bit of room for, even if like a child actor is a bit annoying in a movie. Well, I wouldn't say that his character was annoying. I'd just say it was a little bit cringy in the bathroom scene, as you said.
Yeah,
but they have a little bit of leeway to grow as an actor, I think. But still, it does have an effect on the movie, influences the score, which is obvious.
Yeah. But the lead actor, good stuff. He was a good bloke.
What was his name? Finney.
Ethan Hawke,
The child. He looked a little bit like Ethan Hawke as a child.
No, he didn't.
I think he had a bit of a Hawke face.
Have you seen a picture of Ethan Hawke as a child?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
But I feel like, in my heart, he looks like Ethan Hawke as a child.
Well, let's talk about Ethan Hawke. What do you think of the grabber?
The grabber.
Yeah, the grabber.
He did a good performance.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there wasn't that much of him, though. Could have been a bit more. His character was... I'm a bit conflicted with his character, though, to be honest. Because what's the whole significance of the masks he was wearing?
I really like the masks.
I like the design.
You like the masks? You like the look?
But the whole purpose of them, like, are they... Because he's not hiding his identity when he kidnaps the kids.
Nah.
He just has sunnies on and a bit of face paint.
Yeah. And he's clearly a magician anyway.
Yeah. So why does he wear the masks? Is it like a split personality thing? Is that why he changes his masks to a frowny face, then to a smiley face, and then to one without a mouth?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of it. I liked it. My favourite was the smiling mask.
Yeah.
What was your favourite?
I like the frowny. I always like a frowny jester. Oh, it was kind of like a bit of a goblin-y, Satan kind of looking character, though.
Yeah, designed by Tom Savini, the guy who did the makeup for the Evil Dead movies.
Wow, okay.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, but I feel like they should have just stuck with one consistent mask And with the half...
Disagree.
Disagree.
The masks were fun.
They were fun.
I liked him changing masks.
What's the purpose of it, though?
You know what? You know what didn't make sense with him?
What?
Why is he stealing kids? You're focused on the masks. I'm focusing on the kidnapping. What's his motive?
Actually, no, that is a good point. Yeah. There is no fucking
reason. You're hung up on these smiles and these frowns.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the safety of our children and our community, Scott.
Ben, you have brought out a fantastic point.
There are people getting stolen in Trenton, Texas, yeah, or New Jersey, as it's more commonly known. I don't know where this place is at. Dallas. It's at Dallas because there was the baseball team, the North Dallas Optometrists.
I think it's said that. Was it actually Dallas?
It was.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because the baseball team that they versed at the start was called the North Dallas Optometrists. That's the lamest name for a baseball team.
Nah, bro, if you want a baseball team, you become the optometrist.
Your armor is men. Anyway, yeah, we'll get to that. Why is he stealing their children, Scott?
There's got to be backstory for that, but there wasn't any provided. There wasn't any backstory provided for why.
There was one line where he said, "I used to hear the phone as a child." And I was like, okay, here we go. We're gonna get a bit of juice here.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't give us any juice. Didn't squeeze any pulp out. Just left that fruit to rot.
Damn it! God damn it! Mm. Just like he left those bodies to rot in the house across the road. Oh,
good twist. Like
snap.
That. Like that. Like that a lot.
Thanks. Up
no, no, top. No. I like the twist. You're all right, but I like the two homes. That was good shit.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I'll give you a high five if you really want.
Yeah, thanks.
But it's not really meaning anything now, so I won't.
Okay.
You can earn it later.
I don't know if I will.
You have to impress me. Yeah. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah.
Why is he stealing the kids?
I don't know. I have no idea. It just felt like he was just kind of stealing kids for the sake of stealing kids.
Mm. He had a brother there as well. And I liked him, but also don't know why he was there. Snorting some coke.
The brother was hilarious when that scene happened, when the detective's like, "Oh, you might want to clean up," and then he just proceeds to snort a lot of coke.
Yeah. That was great.
That was pretty funny. But the fact that he hadn't figured that out, that it was his brother doing it, he must be ridiculously stupid. He must be ridiculously stupid, and let me tell you why. Because Ethan Hawke, the grabber, had been sitting up all night with his shirt off, wearing a fucking mask with a belt, waiting for a kid to come up from his dungeon to beat them.
Correct, but...
in the middle of the night, in his kitchen, may I add.
But the guy was in the other home, wasn't he? Oh, no, he was in the kin home.
Yeah, it was the same house.
Yeah, right.
Wait, how did he not figure that out? He was sleeping in the same home.
I don't know. Maybe he was just having too much fun on coke.
Too
much fun with the pixie dust that he was with, you know, just didn't care.
Yeah, true. I mean, he could have been way, way too concussed and he just couldn't get out of his coma. No, but that is like... just giving excuses, I think. I think that's a bit of a logic flaw.
I don't know if he was in the same house. You want to know why?
Why?
All right. Let me take you back to the middle of the film, all right? What's the main guy called? Finn's getting calls from the girl who's doing the bridge in the air, the gymnastics pose while she's bleeding. Scary scene. Liked it. She tells him the locker code and he escapes for that little minute. Where's the brother? He's not sleeping there because he's in the other house. Mm. I reckon he's in the dead house. And he figured it out and went across to the other house because the other house had the brother's van in it. So he put two and two together. That's my logical answer to you.
Wait a second. No.
I'm right.
No, I don't think so. I think he would... No, but how would he move all of his crap out of that house? There was nothing in there, remember?
What do you mean?
Because he had his own, he had all his stuff up and all that.
Yeah, and the dead house with all the dead bodies.
No, but like when the cops went in there was no furniture in there. There was nothing in there. Nothing to be livable.
I remember a counter or something.
No, there was like...
Maybe some alfresco dining.
A little bit of alfresco.
Yeah, I remember a bit.
There was no bottles
Scotty
of wine.
Scotty Cam came in. He's like, oh, fuck.
He's like, this place needs a renovation.
This is fucking good, mate.
Hey, tonight, this is Scotty Cam on the block, and we are going to renovate this house. I want one team doing the bathroom, and I want one team doing the kitchen.
Yeah.
Go.
Now?
Yep. Renovate right now. Get the toolbox out.
All right. I'm going to spanner you up. The Block.
I don't know how.
Australian reality building show.
Yeah.
It's run for 40 fucking years. I don't know.
It's too long. Way too long. Way too long.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow, man. You've taken my mind for a bit of a spin here.
Mm.
No, there is no way he lived in the dead body house. He lived in the kidnapping house. I would put my foot down because
I disagree.
The kidnapping house had nothing in it. There was no furniture. There was nothing. It was just bare.
Well, then he's an idiot.
That's what I'm saying, and that's why the movie is flawed.
I did say it. Listen back. Did you say it?
Oh, my God.
Where's the proof?
My own brother doesn't even believe me anymore.
Well, I'm on cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you're grabbing children and storing them in our basement.
Just killing kids.
You have been doing that a lot lately, and it's concerning.
The shots were nice, though, in this
good
movie.
Good shots.
Great shots.
Yeah.
It had that very artistic sort of, I don't know, that beigeness.
I liked it.
There was a lot of 70s beigeness in it, wasn't there?
It was very grey.
Very grey. But it wasn't too desaturated. Nice. It was a nice colour grading, as
a little
say.
At the start for me.
Yeah.
But definitely in those basement scenes. Oh, good grading.
Good
colours and good grading.
Good stuff, mate.
I liked the scene where Finn's just tried to escape and pulled the grate off the window.
Yeah, that was good.
And then he's just looking up the window going, fuck. I'm not going to escape.
Yep.
That's a really nice shot from behind.
Yeah.
Finn's trying to sleep on the bed from up top, like the top-down view of him doing that.
Yeah.
Good shit. And every time a police car's there.
Every time.
They looked good. They did a nice wide shot into the police things.
It was nice, yeah.
The lights.
Pretty good.
What shots did you like?
Well,
just kind of took them all up there.
I would say my favourite would be Ethan Hawke sitting in the kitchen, as we discussed before.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a great shot. Just him sitting there, sleeping, with the belt in hand, all sweaty on his stomach. I just remember him having a very oily, sweaty stomach.
Yeah, nips were out that night.
Nips were out. The Hawke nips were out. He was ready to fly.
He was ready to punch, man. He was ready to hit.
Do you reckon Ethan Hawke can make some good Hawke noises?
No.
He's definitely tried.
I think it's more of like a galah. Australian bird galah. Yeah.
More of a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit more like that. How does it go? Just one more time. Yeah, a bit like that.
A bit like that.
Wow. I don't reckon he's made Hawke noises, and I think we're focusing on the wrong thing here. good God. Good God. What is this podcast, and why does anyone listen to it? No one does. That's the fun part.
Yeah. Shout out to Singapore, by the way. We love you.
Yeah, Singapore, we've been getting a few hits. Shout out to Singapore.
Yeah, we love you.
And Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey.
New Jersey, shout out. Yeah, all right. I thought he was a good villain. I thought he was menacing. He scared me a lot.
I thought he was a good villain, but no, I think he was a good start to a villain, but there should have been a lot more backstory to make him more interesting. There was a few inconsistencies with the... Well, not inconsistencies, but like points sort of dropped, like... They could have built on the magician thing a whole lot more. Like, maybe he started off like that as a career, or that was his actual career. But I would have loved to have had a reason as to why he was that quirky sort of weird character. Or, you know, what's the significance of the black balloons? Is it just a trademark of his crimes?
Why are you taking children?
Why? I mean, that's the best question, really.
Yeah. Why are you taking children?
Yeah.
Here's a fun one.
I would like that.
How creative do you think they were with his attempts to escape?
Pretty creative, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they provided some... some interesting escape plans, I would say, and pretty logical ones, besides the smashing of the wall with the toilet seat. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I thought, fucking hell, how are you getting through a concrete wall with a porcelain toilet seat? I mean, you would make some dents, but that much? How does that kid still have arms?
I don't know.
I mean, he's built different. I get it.
He's a fighter. Robin said it.
But it looked like it was just dust coming out.
Yeah, I think the bloke said it was like the weak part of the wall or right. something. Because it was like moisture in it.
No. Yeah, I get that.
Could be.
If it was, I guess, like concrete rot, if it was rotting away a little bit. It does make... That does kind of make sense because it is like where... The freaking
freezer
is. Maybe yeah. there's some...
The old cool fridge.
Maybe there's like, yeah, a lot of moisture there and the wall was thin, I guess. Yeah.
That was a pretty thick wall, though.
Kinda. Yeah, but it was pretty thick, like what he got through.
Yeah. No, I thought they were quite creative with it all. And yeah. I liked that he escaped for a bit.
How he actually got out of the house.
Yeah, that was fun. He probably should have just ran to a neighbor's house, though.
Yeah.
That's what my mate, shout out Jackson, said to me. He said, why don't you just run to a neighbor's house?
Yeah, why don't he just run to a neighbor's? Good on you, Jackson.
Yeah, good on you, Jackson.
That is a fucking fantastic suggestion. Yeah. Very smart suggestion, but we're in a horror movie and people are stupid. You got to remember
that. He wasn't that dumb, though. I'll give him that. There wasn't many moments. He could have stacked the carpet up, though, after he pulled out the bars from the top.
And climbed up it or
and
something.
And tried to climb and just open the window and get out.
Yeah.
He didn't try the window again. The window was there.
Didn't ready. The guy say, have you tried stacking the carpet?
Yeah, I think he didn't did say, yeah.
Like the rocker guy, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah, the rocker guy had the right idea. Oh, that's about me done, I think.
About you done?
Yeah. I thought I had a good end as well. I liked the end. I didn't like the end.
The end.
But I like how it ended.
Right, okay.
With the cops and shit. That was a good scene.
Yeah, there was some good tension there. I'm trying to think of, like, you can definitely see that this movie has its influences. You can tell, like, it does very well with picking the little influences that it does and then mushing them into, like, a new creation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say... There is inklings of, like, Stranger Things in here and inklings of It and a couple of other things as well.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe some, like, slasher sort of elements in there as well without the knives.
Yeah. Well, it's Scott Derrickson who directed this.
Right.
Made Sinister, Doctor Strange.
He was on the Strange game.
A one Eric Banner movie that's a horror that I can't remember the name of.
Eric Banner, do like Eric.
Some cool things.
Yeah.
Some cool things. So, yeah. I thought the cop scene at the end was cool. I didn't like at the end, though, when he gets back to school.
Yeah.
Didn't need that scene. That's dropped a whole nug for me. And he's, like, now a super popular kid, which I get it makes sense.
No, he was popular. Cringy. It was just cringy.
But he gets the girl for getting kidnapped and killing Ethan Hawke. Like, what the fuck?
What a shit friend she was, too. She's like, hey, Finn. Like, no. Not even like, oh, my God, Finn, oh, I thought you were dead.
No. This is how the movie ended. Hey, Finny. Nah. Call me Finn. End credits. Oh, yeah.
The black phone.
No phones. Where's the phones? Couldn't see him.
There's no phones.
There's no black phone.
No black phones.
Yeah. I like the way he died as well. Good shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How he fell in that hole and broke his ankle, then got smacked with the phone.
Fun stuff.
The very thing.
Righto, I'm done. What do you got left? Oh, that's about all I've got in the tank.
You're out. I'm out of gas.
Mate. I'm out of the gas.
Well, we did... Blah, 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 blah. You know what I will talk about is that fight scene with Robin at the start of the movie when he beat the fuck out of that other kid.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Oh, that was... Oh, man, he had some action. He had some karate chop action.
Yeah, all right, I'll give him... I'll take back what
dude
I said
had
about
a,
him.
He had a good turning kick there.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
That was some good technique.
And he just didn't stop.
He didn't stop. I was like, oh my God, this kid is going to kill this other child.
I would have been there for it.
It was the 70s.
Yeah, it was a different time.
He's punk rock, mate.
Yeah. Probably listens to Aussie band The Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, better know
your... I'm stranded on my own.
Better know your product from The Saints, he probably listens to.
Yeah, better know your product.
Oh, quick correction as well before we move on to Trivia Town.
Oh, no. What have you done?
It was Denver, not Dallas. So the
God, we've been saying Dallas the entire time.
And they were called the North Denver Optometrists. That is true.
Okay,
that is true.
That makes the team a little bit sadder.
A little bit?
A little bit sadder. If it was the Dallas Optometrists, it would have been more badass.
Wow.
But now that it's the North Denver Optometrists, I'm sorry to say.
Wow, you just offended everyone from Denver, man.
Go fuck yourselves.
Fine then. I'm going to sit on the good side and say, you know what? Denver's not bad. You guys do you.
No,
and
we do like Denver.
You don't like Denver.
I moderately like Denver.
Trivia time?
Yeah, why not? We might as well.
This movie was delayed from its initial release from January to June because Blumhouse.
I think it is Blumhouse.
Saw how early reactions everyone liked it, so like, hey, we'll give this a summer release date. And they cashed in big time. I think that was a smart move.
Very smart move. Well done, Blumhouse.
The script was written in 6 weeks. The film was shot in 33 days, so a real quick turnaround.
Yeah. I've actually, off topic, but kind of related, I've been watching a couple of Daniel Radcliffe interviews, and he's talked about a couple of movies that he's done with super quick filming. Swiss Army Man, that we have reviewed.
Episode 29.
I'm pretty sure 30-something days that was filmed as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and, you know, quick turnaround movies, apparently actors really like it because it's, you know, short and sharp, and you get in there and you get the job done.
Yeah, just banging out.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry.
Not like a Marvel movie.
No.
Not like Doctor Strange. It
takes years.
Scott Derrickson's, that's the director.
That's me.
That's my brother. Scott Derrickson's childhood had its own violence, but there was also a societal wave, including Ted Bundy's trip through Colorado, the murder of Derrickson's next door neighbor, and even a phone call that saw him briefly talk to one of the Manson family murderers. And then he quotes, "The primary emotion that I associate with my childhood is fear." That's why he makes horror movies all the time.
Right. So so horror movies are like an outlet for his fear.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this was a big outlet for him because it was childhood fear.
Holy crap. And that is very specific to all the details in the quote, like this movie is.
Yeah.
That almost makes the movie even better.
Yeah. Reading that, it's like, ooh, that's kind of sad.
That is incredibly sad. Mm. But it adds a lot of weight to the movie.
It does.
Just by reading that. That's the thing, too. These little details do influence the score.
They do.
Has influenced the score for me just then.
Oh.
By half a nug.
Wow. Tits McGee and Call Me Daniel. It's time for letterbox time. theme song?
God gave rock and roll to you.
Gave.
Rock and roll.
To you.
To you.
Ben Nadeau says, they said that they wrote this in 5 weeks as a flex, but it's like, well, I gotta tell you, maybe it needed 6. 3 stars. Well, guess what, Ben? It was written in 6. Get your trivia right, you dickhead.
You absolute schnob.
Maybe it needed 7.
Maybe it did. There, you know what? Maybe with an extra week, it could have weeded out some bad things and gotten the improvements in.
Could have got a backstory to a character. To the villain.
To a specific character.
To the Grabber.
The Grabber. What a weird name for a villain.
It's a bit...
I mean, it's very fitting, isn't it?
It's a bit predatory.
I mean, he is a predator.
But not a sexual one.
No, but still, I would count him as a predator.
He is. He preys.
He preys.
Yeah.
Or he did prey. Yes. Until he got his, you know, ankle snapped.
Elvis the Alien, shout out to his YouTubers. He doesn't need that.
No, he doesn't.
He says, lots of bra moments to be had, but overall, a good movie.
Yeah.
3.5 stars.
I would say there's a heap of bra moments.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when, like, the kid is throwing the paper on the bike and the dog is running beside him. And then after that, he suddenly gets taken and the dog is not running after the van.
It's just that smiling.
The dog's just like, what the fuck, man? That is a bra moment right there.
That's a reference to a real kidnapping as well.
Is it actually?
It is, yeah.
That's very sad.
The boy was never found. Sorry to do that to you.
Oh, you just brought a funny moment down.
How funny was that moment, though? Yeah. So I was in the 70s. We can joke about it.
Bro, he's in the 70s. It's fine.
He's gone. Get out. Anyway, Melissa instead of Melissa says, so basically this was balls. So
what does she mean by that? Like,
and
that?
She gave it half a star. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically this was balls.
Yeah.
No,
but
it
only
wasn't.
Basically. She didn't say it was. She said just basically it was balls.
But she gave it half a star.
Yeah.
Some of these people confuse me.
Yeah, her profile pic confuses me. Search up if you want Melissa on Letterboxd. You can see her weird profile pic. Who's first, me or you, for giving score time?
You were first this week because I went first last week.
Well, today I am giving this a... Oh, I can't see my score.
Oh, no. What has he done?
6 out of 10.
Wow.
Out of marks. Yeah. A very solid score, I would say.
Now, you know how I said that I upped my score by half a nug?
Yeah.
It was a 5.5.
No way.
It is now a 6.
That's incredible. Wow. End it there.
Does that deserve a high five?
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week. Butts to Nuts.